So you managed Jacob Trouba's minutes, kept him sort of bottom pairing equivalent of minutes. How hard is it for you to hold back in that situation?
No, it wasn't in that you need him to play a while before you figure out where he's at anyway. So, but once you get halfway through the game, we're kind of in a rhythm with our pairs at that point. I'm not looking to change, but he looked good. He looked comfortable, and it was the right game, I think, for him to play. It's not an overly physical game, but there's some skating involved to it. But, you know, those other two righties, you were able to shave a few minutes off their time, too, which is important. Because I thought at the top end of our team in terms of minutes, guys, were feeling it a little bit. Played hard, but it wasn't smooth for them tonight. We got a lot of really good push from, you know, Kopp and Roslovic's line. I know limited minutes, but really important minutes, played well. So it was good where Jake was because he got a little offensive support going out behind those lines.
No special teams for him, but 5-on-5 offense. It seems like the stretch pass and the transition game is an immediate boost when he comes back. Were you seeing the same?
Well, that's true. It's a function of the team we played too. They'll stretch, which opens up, you know, a counter. So if you can knock something down, you'll be able to find it. But Jake's got a real good offensive upside to his game. I mean, he can add that. He uses it for breakouts, all the things that are really important to us winning. But he can get pucks to the net, and he can make those plays and those passes. And that's why you say when you're as banged up as we were, you play hard, it just looks different, right? We're not making those plays. We'll get some offense, but it won't be quite as much offense. And then one guy coming back that moves the puck like he can, makes you different.
And then one more about the neutral zone play, specifically leading up to Roslovic's sort of unassisted goal.
Yep.
Looks like you guys funneled things very well for like towards the wall for their attempted entrance. And is that exactly according to script? By design?
We were good more north of the red with our neutral zone, so on transition from the tops of their circles to our red. When it got to our blue, they're really good at taking the puck from the wall and putting it into the middle to speed. So we had a little bit of a problem with that. But they're good at it. And it's all Taves' line that's really good at it. So, but a pretty good job of not trading a whole lot here tonight. And after we got our road trip off us, we moved pretty good in that first.
Paul, what did you see from your team in a response to 3 goals in a stretch of about 9 minutes following a goal against in the first sequence?
Well, we've been pretty good all year that our game really doesn't change a whole lot. If something ugly happens early in the game, it doesn't happen too often to us. And we needed a response based on the last game, giving up a goal early and then not being good. So we got quick enough in that period. I think being able to answer right back is important. Makes you feel good. And then again, and then now you've got them on their heels a little bit. But like I said, I don't think it was an easy game for us to play. You score 6, hey, it feels easy. I don't think we had a lot in the tank. Our drivers worked hard. The guys, Blake, you know, was back-to-back 23-minute nights. A day off, but it's 4-6. It's 7-12. So I thought the compete was good. Having Jake back helped. Kopp's line again, Roslovic's line again, really important for us being good, being able to use the ice well enough. They make good plays. You know, there's some skill there too.
If we could, maybe a full season perspective on Kyle Connor as he reaches 25 goals.
Well, he's, you know, young players will either get beat up by an NHL season or they'll get stronger. I think we're seeing that with him, physically stronger, skating good. It's a tough trip too for a skater. I've always thought the hands were good his biggest area of improvement by far, and we go back to training camp, it is night and day how much better his pace of play is. Stays in plays, doesn't come out of plays very often anymore. So what I mean is he's on the puck, and he doesn't loop away or try to find open area somewhere where he's not really sure who's got control of the puck. He doesn't do that anymore. He's a pretty competitive guy on the puck, and that's a really important improvement.
Who deserves the credit for so many of your players going out with injury and coming back in as strong as they've seemed to plug back into the lineup?
Well, we've got a really strong medical staff here, and it starts with our athletic therapists, the care that they get. But our doctors get it right. They know how long it's going to take, and then when they Our trainers give him great care. But Dr. Slonway is the guy who's in that weight room driving him. He's a very bright man, and he's an intimidating man. He's a big fella. So the players have quite a bit of respect for his knowledge and work hard for him. And then I think Todd Woodcroft does a real good job when it comes to getting them on the ice and getting their hands and their feet back to pace. At the end of the day, you got a hockey player that's out of a lineup on a good team, wants to get back in that lineup, wants to play well. So that's a great motivating factor too.